How would you grade the performance of Carson Wentz in week one?
What's the grading system?
We'll say A, B, C, D.
I would say B plus, A minus. The NFL now is a game about the pre-snap phase as much as what happens after the snap of the ball.
Yeah.
You don't expect a rookie quarterback to have a great feel for the pre-snap phase. And when he had that 28-yard completion to Matthews, that to me said so much about where Carson Wentz is as a player and just what's kind of in his approach to the game. The Browns showed their cross-dog fire X blitz,
which is something we talked about on Eagles game plan last week.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And he saw it as soon as they showed that blitz. So instead of sort of saying, oh, my God, maybe I better snap the ball, maybe I better do...
Call timeout.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He didn't change the routes. He knew what he had against the single high look. He had the vertical route by Aguilar and then the sail route underneath it. A great call against single high, by the way. You know, just to see that, that says an awful lot about his process.
I was kind of impressed with the running backs. Yeah. I thought they did a pretty good job because there were some busts up front, you know, which is fine. That's
always
understandable.
Happens.
But I thought the running backs did a good job of when there was a play that should have been for minus one, they got four. When there was a play that should have been two, they got five. And especially on first down, I thought they ran the ball really well.
And by the way, they ran the ball really well out of the gun. You know, and obviously that's a featured part of the Doug Peterson offense is the shotgun run game. We saw that in Kansas City. It's going to be featured here. But I even said to you, what, maybe fourth quarter when they put up numbers for Ryan Matthews. And I said to you, I said, you know, those numbers aren't great, but I thought it was a very workmanlike performance.